Hey there, Leaders Huddle listeners. For this third bonus episode, we are switching up the format a little bit. Today, we are bringing you a shorter format, information-packed, and action-oriented episode focused on property ownership. For these shorter episodes, we're going to focus on the fundamentals and give our listeners a few tips of the trade. Specifically, we're going to talk today about four major fundamentals to success that every platoon leader should consider when they are assuming responsibility to equipment from their commander. This list is not meant to be all-inclusive, but certainly serves as a solid starting point for those new and soon-to-be platoon leaders out there. All right, our first fundamental is be organized and do your homework. The first step to getting organized is building that ubiquitous property binder that includes your subhander sheet from your commander, all of your technical manuals and sets, kits, and outfits for all your equipment that are printouts from electronic technical manuals, the component hander sheets for the equipment that you're going to sign down, verified shortage annexes, reminder, only your company commander can sign those verified shortage annexes. And then lastly in that binder, you need to include those signed sub-hander sheets for the equipment which you sign down to your subordinates. A couple other tips for getting organized. Recommend putting all of your technical manuals on a disk. If you have a new commander coming in, definitely do pre-inventories, layouts, before his or her change of command inventory. Same thing when you're an outgoing PL and you have a new PL coming in to take over that sub-hander seat. Lastly, my last tip on being organized is get to know your equipment. Cross-reference that random socket or screwdriver or blowtorch or goggle, whatever, against your technical manual and your SCO, so you know it, and when it comes up to that cyclic inventory or the change of command inventory for a new commander, you can pick out that piece of equipment right on hand. You're not having to spend so much time looking it up. Our next fundamental, assemble your references. Back to technical manuals. Have to do inventories by your technical manuals. Make sure that you're printing out the most up-to-date ones and that specifically for your inventory using the right usable on code. Same thing goes with sets, kits, and outfits. Get the most up-to-date SCO, or set, kit, and outfit, from ETMs and inventory by that. Typically, SCOs update once to twice a year. Most of the time, the updates aren't significant, but you got to make sure that you're inventorying by the most previous SCO. Other references include hander sheets from your commander signed, and shortage annexes from your commander. The most important reference that you can have as a property owner, especially as an executive officer for a company, is having an account on Logistics Information Warehouse, or LIW. You can do a simple internet search, get an account. It'll save you so much time. You can get all the apps there, right to the SCO app, the ETM app. Download that equipment. Create a folder on your desktop with all of your property for all those technical manuals and SCOs, and then put that on a backup to a disk. Our third tip, sub-hander seat everything down. By that I mean sub-hander seat everything that you are assigned for down to a squad leader, section leader, or your platoon sergeant. Ideally, it goes to the end user from your squad leader or platoon sergeant. Here's an example. If you have three Humvees in your platoon, sign one Humvee to each squad leader, and then ensure that squad leader signs it down to that end user, maybe that squad leader's driver, and that driver PMCSs that truck on a weekly basis at command maintenance and is also signed for that truck's BII and COEI. The only items that you should personally be accounted for are maybe your laptop, printer, the extra monitor you have, and some specialized equipment such as camera for storyboards or what have you. Just make sure that you've got everything signed out and on that sub-hander seat that you signed stuff out. I would write down which squad, which team leader you issued that equipment out to. Keep the original copies of those component hander seats and then give copies to your subordinates. When you're doing your inventories, take note of the maintenance and serviceability issues of the equipment. If something's kind of worn out from natural wear and tear and you got money, put it on order, fill that shortage, and issue it back out. Our last tip, gang, is see everything that you're going to sign for. Not just your end items. Got to make sure that you get down to the BII, COEI level. Check out the serviceability, If something's not on hand, it can't be found during your incoming inventories, and there's not on a valid storage annex, hey, that's a statement of charges, or that soldier, whoever signed for that piece of equipment's got to go replace it. Make sure you verify serial number, NSN, registration number for all that equipment. Take pictures for any data plate that you have questions for. Go back to the property book, bounce off the property book, talk to the PBO, see if there was an administrative adjustment report done. When you're doing inventories, make sure you take note of which items are sensitive. Highlight them on your property book, write them down in your green notebook, do whatever you need to do. Those sensitive items have to be inventoried monthly by some units have an E6 or above, but that's something that your commander develops that schedule. Just make sure that you're tracking which items in your platoon are sensitive items. Certainly inventory all components of end items and basic issue items. Those will be broken down in the technical manual. See everything. If an item is not there and it wasn't there last time and it's a known shortage, bounce it off the shortage annex. That's verified by your commander. Hey, if it's a new shortage, then that outgoing property owner is probably going to get a statement of charges or it's wound up on a football. But just make sure that you check off all BII and COEI. Sometimes you got to do a cross-reference between the hand receipt you receive from PBUS, now GCCSA Army, between what the TM says. If there are any items that are in maintenance that have work orders, go and see them, especially if they're sensitive. If they're on the installation that you're at, go and see them. Verify the serial number, verify the serial number on the work order, verify that maintenance is tracking that item's in that has a work order jobbed out. Just go see it. It's a good practice to have. I made sure all my lieutenants went and saw those items. I had to go, even during cyclic inventories, go to different job two or two level shops to check off those items. A good TTP is if you have items that are going out for work orders, you can also take a picture of that serial number. Lastly, here's a tip that is rather important. You got to establish a good relationship with your supply NCO. Trust your supply NCO, those 92 Yankees, but verify that information with your commander. The supply NCO is the manager of the commander's property book, but that he or she may not know the intricate details of what a good commander will know of his or her property. So always verify information with the commander. All right, in recap, our four suggested fundamentals are: be organized and do your homework, assemble your references, specifically your technical manuals, your sets, kits, and outfits, shortage annexes, and hand receipts. Sub-hand receipt everything down, ideally try to get it to the end user, and then see everything. Not just end items, got to make sure you see BII and COEI. All right, this wraps up today's short episode on property ownership as a platoon leader. As always, if you'd like to leave a suggestion for a future episode on the Leaders Huddle podcast, please do so in the form of an iTunes review. While you are there, drop us a rating. Thanks again, team, and Army Strong. The views expressed in the Leaders Huddle podcast are the opinions of the hosts and guests. The discussion shared here does not represent the official position of the United States Military Academy or the U.S. Army.